101.3 KDWB, celebrating 35 years.
35 years of radio history going down right now. Domino in with Don Michaels.
Yeah.
Isn't this pretty weird?
I can't believe it's been that long since I've been gone.
Well, let's clean up true blue stuff and get the girls out of here.
Like following the Beatles.
101.3 KDWB. How?
Are we going to have to write this on a card for you?
I think so. I think we need to plaster it up right here. I got some scotch tape and everything. Michael Knight will give me some.
Man, you know, this is following True Don Blue. How do you follow up and act like that?
I don't know. I feel inadequate at best.
I felt that way for years.
Yeah.
But you know, there ain't no woman like the one I got. Here are the Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
When I kiss the ground, she walks on.
101.3 KDWB, celebrating 35 years. Hi, this is Don Michaels.
And Domino.
Let's see, I was there from 84 to 88. When were you there?
About, let me see, about 83, 82, 88.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah. 80s was like the 60s to most people, to me. I knew I was there, but I don't remember a lot of it.
Now, they've been asking us for some, like, good stories. You got any good stories from when you were at KDWB?
I don't think we can repeat them.
No.
The old building out there certainly has ghosts.
If you remember back in, like, 84, we were still playing the discs. There wasn't any,
sure.
There was no CDs. We were still playing the 45 RPMs, putting them on the turntable and having to cue them up.
Yeah, right to the right of us.
And
remember,
did that ever mess you up?
Remember, Mike, our engineer, used to just bitch because we just screw up.
That happened to me. One of my first shifts there is where I was working a night shift, and the queued up the record, started the turntable, and the stylus must have popped up right through the head, and it was just the first few notes of the song, and then all the way to the end.
I've had them curl up. Yeah. Well, we stopped doing that pretty quick.
Yeah, we did. It's to get those carts out because this is not working anymore.
I'd like to ask a question real quick.
What's that?
How come you and I are the only ones here from our era?
I don't know. Maybe we're the only ones that had the guts to show up.
I think the rest of them were scared. I think they were a fear.
We got to go into a break. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it right now at KDWB.
The future is here. It's Techno Comics, the first in depth.
You're going to love it.
Oh, man.
Are we still feeling good?
Oh, I remember those jingles. That's when we switched from, they were doing sort of that the album rock thing, and
That's
they gave
right.
that up and went back to
Stereo
to top
101.
40. Well, we got some nasty phone calls.
in fact, I bet these guys are still getting phone calls.
Well, they were calling up and saying, what is this new KDWB? What is that all about? And just
they knew something was up when we said new.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you want to tell them about that plane crash? That was kind of a wild story.
Yeah, that was a cool story. You know, you and I were working that day, and a little light plane came in. And
it was snowing. The visibility was really, really bad. It was snowing, and I had just left, like, minutes before this happened, and you followed me on the air when this happened.
Yep, and we had, Michael Jackson's Thriller on or something, and me and Tom Gorniak, Mike's brother, we're standing out in the old engineering area, and we saw this, and it clipped the wing, clipped the guide wire of one of the sticks, and it went,
yeah,
boom.
And
we were just standing there going,
it's wild. That was wild.
Did this really happen?
Yeah,
it was pretty wild. Yeah,
truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, and Bobby, our other engineer, went out there and tried to see if there was a
nobody.
No,
nobody. Wild.
Nope.
We gonna do a song called.
How wild is it? It's real wild.
What are we gonna? Are we doing play that funky music, white boy? Is that what we're gonna do? Oh yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Love this guitar. They don't do it like this anymore.
This is the part where he says, "Hey, come right about here." That's what I was waiting for. Yeah.
Yes.
Wild Cherry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 76?
Do it, funky white boy.
101.3 KDWB.
This is your turn. 101.3 KDWB, Olivia.
And that other guy. What's his name?
George.
What's his name again?
Benny.
No. John Travolta?
Oh, sure. Didn't you ever watch Welcome Back, Connor?
You know, he's got a comeback now, John Travolta.
Yeah.
He's got that what was that movie, Pulp Fiction, I guess it's called?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like his big comeback movie?
You bet.
This would be like his third comeback in the last 10 years.
Maybe this one will work.
I'm
101.3 KDWB, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While. Doobie Brothers, great song. We're celebrating 35 years of KDWB. Don Michaels and...
Domino and...
Who's this guy?
Hey, don't you recognize him?
Didn't we used to work for him?
Yeah, he used to sign our checks regularly.
Yeah, that's why he was a very important man.
We were always nice to him.
Very nice as we could be.
Mostly always.
He was the, Lou, you were the, what was your official
title?
General manager,
right.
That's right.
This is Lou Baron. Yep. He was our...
The big guy, that's how we refer to him.
He was the one that let us do the way we did it on the radio.
Not always by choice, but we did it that way anyway.
He walked by the control room every once in a while and go...
He had that look on his face. I don't believe you guys are doing this.
So we thought we'd bring you in here and see if you might have some...
I do have a story, and we were doing mornings at the time with Chris Edmonds. And Chris Edmonds was the actual guy who decided that I was going to be the big guy. And then my wife was Mrs. Big Guy, and our son was Little Big Guy.
That's right.
And he would call us at about 6 o'clock in the morning when he went on the air.
Yeah.
And he'd say, "Hey, big guy, what are you doing?" I'd say, "Chris, are we on the air?" "Yeah, we are. I'm sleeping." And he'd go, "Well, let me talk to Mrs. Big Guy." I'd say, "Hang on a second. Yep, she's sleeping too, Chris. Okay, goodbye." And then he'd hang up, and that would be it. Well, of course, then we all got up. But he was quite a guy. And then the other thing that we did with him, too, is that when his wife, Elaine, got pregnant, we had 9 months of fetus updates.
That's right.
Oh,
he kept us all posted.
All posted.
Right
all
up to the day of delivery.
Yeah. All the way through. So
he would have taken us all the way through.
I know it.
Well, we enjoyed getting you up early.
Yes.
We look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, we ran out of things to do in the morning, and it was like, let's call Lou.
This
is a great standby.
This has been great. This has absolutely been fantastic. Then we had Buck and O'Connor.
Speaking of Buck and O'Connor.
Yeah. You know, rumor has it that you guys are out duck hunting.
Well, one of them is anyway. I guess O'Connor, who was supposed to be here with you and I, is out duck hunting.
Buck who rhymes with duck who... Yeah, on and on.
Well, he ducked this is what he did.
I hope you shoot yourself in the foot, buddy.
And Buck, as far as we know, is in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
That's where he's working, right?
He's out in Florida, he's out in Florida, yeah. No, it was great. I started here in 71 and was here 15 years. 15 years at KDWB. We just had the AM 76-77, I believe, is when we got the FM.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going great ever since.
Great. Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It was a great get-together we had last night.
Oh, fantastic. Another one tonight?
Another one tonight. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, no.
We got some ELO coming up?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
.3 KDWB, celebrating 35 years, Don Michaels.
And Domino.
Be sure to join KDWB's John London tonight for the Party Zone, live on KDWB at the Bird Nightclub in Maplewood. John's going to be broadcasting from 9 to 1, and he's going to have lots of cool KDWB prizes to hand out. For more info, call the KDWB Fun Phone. That's 340-1013.
Hey, you did that pretty good.
Well, thank you very much.
Recognize this song?
I remember playing this song the first time it was out in 1976. Man, do I feel old.
Oh, man.
The Four Seasons?
What, did Frankie Valli need some money or something?
No, he was playing this part of Spring.
Oh, I see. Night. Night.
Night. 101.3 KDWB and Domino. I'm telling you, the bitch is back. I'm here with Don Michaels. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Where were you working when this song came out?
I don't even remember. It's too long ago.
But you didn't say bitch, right?
What a 1.3 KDWB celebrating 35 years. This is Don Michaels.
And Domino and...
Don Blue.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah, I've been in the other room signing some shirts. What are we going to do with these shirts? Have we decided?
We're going to sell them, Don.
We're going to sell these shirts. Okay, that's how we're going to pay for the trip. We're going to sell the shirts. These are KDWB souvenir shirts that everybody that was involved today has signed, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And, so therefore, they'll probably go for a good, I don't know, how much are shirts?
10, 12 bucks.
Huh? Nine, ten bucks? Yeah.
Wow.
This is going to be higher than wholesale, which is something that we've never done here before. So, you guys now, what year were you here? I know you've been talking about this.
82 to 88.
82, right after, so I left in 78.
Right.
We had a four-year, like, nobody was there, and then you came
right.
in 82.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Those are the four dark years. Nobody remembers those years.
Those other, the other side years. Oh, my God. Well, what a group. We've, you know, the facility here is...
pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's a spectacular setting here. And everybody on the walls has been writing messages and happy 35 years. And I imagine that a lot of people have been calling throughout the day and just wishing everybody well here and memories. And a lot of people are talking about, you know, that they haven't, perhaps haven't been a KDWB listener of late for whatever reason, but they're back now. So I would imagine that this is just the beginning of huge, huge numbers here.
Great.
Yeah?
It's great.
It's all working.
You suppose they'll offer us a job?
No, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. We're not that good.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Hi, Bob Keesh and Captain Kangaroo. I love birthdays and anniversaries. And KDWB has their 35th. So happy, happy 35th.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Just if we write down the dances that we've done, here's one. This one would be the Hustle.
The
I
Hustle
believe.
From circa 1975.
1975.
That was the year, yep.
If you...
It's kind of like the...
Following,
your dances.
Okay, following the Hustle.
We had the Bump.
The Bump.
That was a good one.
Yeah. We had the... The bounce, we had the frug, we had the hully gully, we had
the slide, we had the swim, the shovel,
the electric slide, we had them all. Let's do it.
Do 101.3 KDWB celebrating 35 years, and man, the hour is gone. We got to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Don Michaels.
And Domino. Thanks for having us. Have yourself a great day.
This is
Somebody's gonna hurt someone.
Degrees on the Jackson Ross program.
Hi.
KDWB, Radio 63, KDWB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, with a fury of constant winners, 12 o'clock midnight, and I'm Bob Lang. KDWB, with a flight of the Cosmic Phoenix, I'll tell you, if days like today, 5 o'clock, I am the true Don Blue.
Greg's on is stuck to the air chamber.
KDWB. 101.3 KDWB. It's me, John London.
Almost the weekend, Friday afternoon with Michael Knight.
KDWB. It's me, Tony Blind.
KDWB.
KDWB. Rick Thomas to Estopolis News. Let's do it.
35 years of radio history.
Nobody plays more music than KDWB.
From Channel 63 to 101.3. Celebrating 35 years of playing the hits. KDWB-FM, Richfield, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
It's got a lot of power, man.
101.3 KDWB. Michael Jackson. Ooh, that was nice. Hi, it's me, Bob. Bobby Wild. I haven't been gone very long. I don't know what I'm doing back here, guys. 6 months. 6 months I've been gone, and I'm already back. And I'm already sick of you, all of you.
Every one of us.
Yeah, every single one of us. And you know, this is so weird, because I am the only person from my era, God, not even 30 yet, and I'm talking about my era, that's here today. And we're going to try to get some people on the phone. Cadillac Jack, I've got a call into him. Hollywood Henderson, Spider Harrison, somebody from the competing station, Alan Cable. Alan was also on KDWB, wasn't he, for a while? Yeah. Yeah, out there in Woodbury. I've heard stories. Mm. But you know what? I want to start off with my show open. A lot of people have told me that the show open kind of did it for me. You know, when I started here at KDWB, I went on the air and played Born to be Wild for 4 hours in a row. That's how we kicked off the show here. I pretended that I didn't know which buttons to hit, and it was just me being a geek and stupid and everything. But truth was, it was just a stunt, as if you can't believe that. And the show opened, grew from there, and started my show out the whole time. Of course, when I left here at KDWB, I was doing afternoons. But when I did nights, I started out with energy. We're talking high energy. I was pumped up. I was psyched. After hearing this,
I was ready to be on the air.
101.3 KDWB.
I'm a wild one.
Wild one.
It's me, Bob. Time for my show. Stick around. It'll be real fun, okay? Bye.
Bobby Wild.
All right. I never got to play this record either, but I like it. The Knack on 101.3 KDWB.